Hello and welcome to the first of our Take Time meditations this week, which follow some of the Bible accounts of the events leading up to Easter. My name is Fiona and I'm part of St. Francis Church in Valley Park. Begin by making sure that you are sitting comfortably with your back supported by your chair. The session begins with a simple relaxation exercise, and then I will count us down from 10 to 1 into a state of relaxation. This will be followed by a guided meditation in which we imagine an encounter with Jesus. Even if you know very little about Jesus, your imagination will fill in the gaps. I will then explain how you can spend the following few minutes either resting in God's presence or returning to the story. Don't worry if your mind wanders. Often it wanders to places that bring insight or healing. If it wanders somewhere unhelpful, gently bring it back. At the end of the meditation, I will bring you back to this time and this place by counting back up from 1 to 10. The meditation today is based on Mark chapter 14 verses 12 to 16. Now close your eyes if that feels comfortable, or lower your gaze to the floor and focus your awareness on your breathing. You're not trying to alter it, but to become aware of each part of your body that is involved in the process. Notice the movement of the muscles in your stomach and in your chest. Notice also the sensation of the moving air as it enters and leaves your body. Notice how your body is already beginning to relax. There are many tensions in our bodies, minds and spirits, and we're going to focus them all in two physical tension exercises. Firstly, put your hands palm down onto your legs and press down. Continue that pressure and feel the tension in your hands, in your wrists, your lower arms, your upper arms, your shoulders, and in the muscles across your back. Just hold that tension for a few moments. Now gently and slowly release that tension. Return your hands to where they're comfortable and enjoy the sense of release. Now push your feet together. Continue that pressure and feel the tension in your feet, your ankles, your calf muscles, your knees, and your thigh muscles. Just hold that tension for a few moments. Now gently and slowly release that tension. Return your feet to where they are comfortable and enjoy the sense of release. So now I will count us down from 10 to 1. At each step, just allow yourself to sink a little deeper into the support offered by your chair. 10. 9. 8, 7, 6, 5, 5 4 3 2 1 Picture yourself with Jesus and his followers. You have been staying for a few days in a town called Bethany, just a few miles outside Jerusalem. Today is the first day of the festival of unleavened bread, the day that the Passover lambs are being sacrificed in the temple in Jerusalem, ready for the festival. About 25,000 people live in Jerusalem, but for the Passover, they will be joined by nearly 150,000 people from all over the world. Every inn, every house, every bit of land that you can camp on around Jerusalem will be filled. Most visitors will not have seen a city like Jerusalem before. They will certainly never have seen a sacred building equal to the magnificent temple. And there is nothing like the atmosphere among the crowds with their hymns of praise as they will pour into the city this very evening. One of the followers asks Jesus, "Where do you want us to go to prepare for the Passover meal?" Jesus replies, "Two of you go into the city where you will meet a man carrying a jar of water. Follow him and find the owner of the house that he enters. Say to the owner, 'Our teacher wants to know if you have a room where he can eat the Passover meal with his disciples. He will take you upstairs and show you a large furnished room and ready for you to use. Prepare the meal there.'" You watch the two of them head off among the crowds of people in the direction of Jerusalem. Everyone is excited at the thought of celebrating the Passover meal together tonight within the city walls. But it will be risky, for the authorities want Jesus dead and they will be watching out for him. As the two followers disappear from sight, picture Jesus approaching you. He asks you to sit with him, watching the people on the road to Jerusalem. Now he invites you to share with him whatever is on your mind, whatever is in your heart. Just take the opportunity now. And now listen as Jesus responds to what you have shared with him. Just be open to his response, whether it be in actions, or as a feeling, or an image, or in words. Hear him speak your name, and wait for his response. Thank you. Hold on to anything that Jesus has shared with you. Hold on to your feelings. And either be still in God's presence, resting in the warmth of his love, gently bringing yourself back to that place of peace each time you notice your mind has wandered. Or return to the story and ask yourself who you might be, how that might feel, and what is God showing you through that experience. So either rest in God's presence or return to the story. Now very gently and very slowly bring yourself back to this time and this place as I count us back from 1 to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, 10. Thank you for joining in this Take Time meditation. If you would like to listen again, it is available either via the Outreach Radio website or on the St. Francis Church website or Facebook page. We hope that you may like to join us tomorrow or later in the week for another Take Time meditation.